This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, no more farms, no airplanes, cars now, and the labor market. We told you a couple of months ago about what had become known out here as California AB 5, a bill in the legislature, now a law, that limits the ability of, among other kinds of firms, rideshare companies to classify drivers as independent contractors. So now, Uber is reacting to that law. By next month, the company says, drivers in California, nowhere else though, just California, will be able to see where passengers want to go before they decide whether to pick them up, on the theory that that freedom to decide makes those drivers more independent. But as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, the change could affect riders as well.
I got an Uber ride to work this morning with Oscar. We're not using his last name because he fears retribution from Uber. Like all drivers, he doesn't get a lot of information before accepting a ride.
Right, I can't see where we're going. All I see is just the time, how long it's going to take us to get there.
He says knowing where a rider is going will help him plan his day better, ending up closer to home or appointments and avoiding rides that take him too far away.
I picked up this one customer. I took her all the way to Bakersfield.
Oh, my God.
Bakersfield. That's 100 miles from L.A. and 100 miles back with no paying passenger. It's an extreme example of why the policy has been a sore point for many drivers, says Harry Campbell, who runs the Rideshare Guy blog.
This is something that drivers have always complained about, that the fact that they don't have a lot of that control.
Giving drivers more freedom could help Uber make the case that drivers are independent contractors. It's preparing to challenge a new California law that could reclassify drivers as employees. But Don McKenzie, who leads the Sustainable Transportation Lab at the University of Washington, says the increased freedom for drivers could have trade-offs for passengers.
That may facilitate them turning down certain classes of trips that would affect certain classes of travelers.
Like people going to neighborhoods perceived as dangerous or remote, which could be seen as discriminatory. Uber declined an interview, but said in a blog post it wants more independence for drivers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.